Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And quiet morning. It will be a quiet weather pattern for us. As I said several times this past week, their misfortune in the Carolinas will be our fortune.
Boy, that storm is moving incredibly slow.
Yeah, that's the problem. And that has been the problem that the models have depicted all week long. I think all of the computer models did an excellent job on telling us where the storm's going and what will happen. The problem, again, with hurricanes, and I tell you this all the time, it's very hard to predict what they will do from a standpoint of either intensifying or weakening. And now this hurricane, from the time it weakened, it never really regained strength. It's now a 90-mile-per-hour winds. All earlier this week, it was expected to be a 3 or 4 by the time it hit the coast. And that's why they were labeling this a monster, which it still may be because of the slowness. That means a lot more rain will fall, and it'll take a while longer for the wind field to die down because it's moving so slow, and part of the eye is still on the ocean. The other part is on Wilmington, North Carolina, as we speak. They presently have a wind gust to 85 miles an hour, and the pressure there is falling rapidly. So before we get entangled with that, partly cloudy, 80 to 85 today, partly cloudy with some fog tonight, 55 to 60. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny and warm in the middle 80s. You're looking at a great last weekend of summer pattern. No doubt about that. So what happens is that Florence will gradually weaken as she moves across South Carolina, turns northwest. And now here's the key. Do the remains of Florence hop the mountains and go to Ohio and then up the St. Lawrence Valley? If that's the case, we get showers. Does the remains of Florence stay on the eastern side of the Appalachians and get off the New Jersey coast Tuesday and Wednesday and zonk us?
I bet you that's what happens.
Well, the Euro model is saying that, and it has said that since yesterday. If that is the pattern, then we will get anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. And that will be Tuesday into Wednesday. If it goes up to Ohio and then cuts across New York State, like Syracuse, etc., we'll get showers and maybe only equate to an inch of rain. So that is the difference. And there's no way of telling that.
Here's my way of telling it.
Okay.
They've been getting, and they're getting the bad, bad weather, which is giving us a beautiful weekend, okay?
Right.
We're getting a beautiful weekend out of somebody else's misfortune.
Right.
I just think that it evens out, that their misfortune will lead to them getting clearing weather to start to clean things up and us getting the 2 to 4 inches of rain. That's my feeling.
All right. Well, that's Marshall's feeling. Part of being a good forecaster is weather recognition, recognizing patterns, past weather patterns. This, to me, going across South Carolina, reminds me of Hugo. And Hugo took a track up through Ohio and through Syracuse, and we got nothing but showers. So that's my thinking right now, that is what is going to happen, not only because of weather recognition, but for selfishness reasons, because Pat has to shoot his movie at a marina on Monday, and I'm not looking for any rain to come in.
Well, there you go. That clinches it. Yeah. You got to shoot on Monday. It's a day you're taking off from being in the weather center to shoot. So you know what's going to happen on Monday, Pat.
It's going to rain.
That clinches it.
Better not. Because we canceled this last Monday. So.
I know. That's what I mean. Well, then put the forecast in stone for Marshall Miles.
Yeah, really.
Really. I mean, you don't want it to rain on Monday. You're taking a day off from being in the weather center to get something made up that you're already behind on. And so you know your worst fears will come true.
And we're literally getting walloped this weekend because we had a whole bunch of scenes scheduled for Sunday And the one of the characters that in the entire screen scenes is this guy Frank, and we found out yesterday by us calling him that he's not going to be able to make it. So we have to scrub everything on Sunday, which is not good. We're going to lose a whole day there. But what I wanted to tell you real quick is we did have a bit of luck. We didn't have a hotel or a mansion to film in. And I've been coming up with blanks. So I called a friend of mine who writes a magazine for the area up there. And I asked her if she knew of anybody. And she said, yeah, I do. Let me work on it. I'll get back to you. She called me back in a half hour. She a dear friend of hers is the property of the main manager of property maintenance for Lake Apatka in New Jersey. And there is a mansion vacant on Halsey Island, which is in the middle of Lake Apatka. The only way to get there is by boat. No cars on the island. Very, very quote, she. They have agreed to let us use it. So it's set for the 29th, Saturday of September. They are going to provide us with a boat and someone is going to take us there to the island. There will be a couple of men on standing by if we need furniture moved. And then when we're through, they will take us back to shore.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to actually go out on a boat
Yeah.
and to get to this island.
Right.
Well, all I can say is this.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a faithful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny
ship. There you go, Pat.
Yeah, just call me Pat McHale. Yep.
Well, I want you to have a good boat ride out to the mansion.
No, that's not till the 29th.
That's not, well, I want you to think about it anyways.
Okay, I'll think about that. You enjoy your 80s and sunshine. And AJ will be here on Monday. And I'll see you Tuesday with the Ghost of Florida.
All right. Pat, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye,
All right.
Marshall.
We'll change the name of it to Pagano's Isle. You know that day it's going to be windy and cold. The water's going to be choppy. And it's going to be a scene. Just remember that this date. Hey, that wraps up our first hour. Folks, have a great weekend on Facebook. Everybody else, join us streaming live on RobinHoodRadio.com or on the radio.
My friends, you're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.